This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
As always, we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find all kinds of stuff given to you for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you from their sites, we give ours away, so enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. The main feature of the site allows you, the listeners, to influence the content of the site, actually create the content of freetalklive.com. When you're surfing around and you find something on the internet that you think is worthy of sharing with the rest of our listeners, you just submit it to our website, and then it pops up, and other listeners can vote on whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and thereby talk about it on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com and get involved. In fact, one of the stories I'm going to share with you here right out the gate, and there's actually a little bit of good news on the front page of freetalklive.com. I'm going to hold off on that. Good news coming out of Mexico. But other news in regards to the police state. This one is a little ways down the page. It was right up at the top yesterday when we were doing the show. We just didn't get a chance to touch on it. And I think this is a pretty important story. Because we've had on this program a number of times police officers or people claiming to be police officers. They usually have the police radio going on in the background, so it sure does sound legit. Claiming that 99% of all the cops are good guys. 99% of the cops are, you know, they're not corrupt. Everything's fine.
Well, I think that you can make the claim that somebody's a good guy, but, you know, it's an issue of accountability. I think that good guys do bad things.
This is
good
true.
Good guys step out of line all the time. I would consider myself a good guy, but I say and do things on a daily basis that I regret in retrospect. I mean, that's the issue of sort of being human. And I think that, when you're talking about, say, being able to film them in order to increase accountability from the public on its public servants, that's a reasonable thing. Because I, as a good guy who steps out of line now and then, would be less likely to step out of line when someone was holding a camera on me. It's just an issue of accountability. It's not an issue of me being a black-hearted jerk. It's an issue of me being held accountable.
Okay, yeah, I see where you're coming from there, and I think what they're trying to represent is that what they're trying to get across, the message they're trying to get across is, you Free Talk Live guys are always talking about these cops doing bad things, and I'm just here to say that 99% of them are great guys, and, we're out here protecting people, and this is kind of the public persona, the front, if you will, for the thin blue line.
I think they really believe what they're saying because, there's this polarization that goes on between people and criminals. And once somebody goes into the criminal category, in their mind, they're less than human. They've been trained to just dehumanize people and really think that, well, it's okay if you treat them like crap because, well, they're criminals.
So they could, for instance, be treating people like crap, but at the same time patting each other on the back and representing themselves as, doing you a favor and helping people out.
These are criminals. These are bad people. So it's okay to treat bad people bad because, they're breaking the law.
Right. You got to get them off the street, and whatever it takes to get them off the street, it doesn't really matter even if you do break the law to get them off the street. It's got to be done. And I can tell you, I have heard these words candidly off of camera come out of the mouths of law enforcement officers.
Which words?
That basically they know that somebody has done something wrong, that they're a bad person. They've broken the law in order to get that bad person and punish them for what it is they've done. So they'll plant something on them or do something, they'll lie about something they've done. They'll give false testimony in order to get them for something they've done in the past that they believe that they've done. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just make crap up and lie.
And then pat themselves on the back because they've done a service for the community by getting this criminal off the streets.
And then when we talk about some of the things that happen with police abusing people and tasing people, there's a story on our website about the police tasing a 64-year-old man today. So what we would consider to be abuses, what you're saying, guys, is that they just don't see it that way.
I think that's true, and I think that the best way for them to see it as abuses is for the cold, hard light of reality to be shown in, and the only way for that to happen is for the public to be able to take video.
Well, sometimes, Mark, it happens in other ways.
Okay.
In very rare occasions like this one, sometimes you get a cop who really is a good guy. Because if you're a good person and you see bad things happening around you, like cops beating on people, cops abusing power, cops, stealing money. There are so many things that cops do because they're in this position of power over other people they can just get away with. If you're a good person and you see people doing those things and you do nothing, you are not being a good person. You're allowing evil to occur. And every now and then, there's a really special cop that comes out and breaks the code of silence about what really goes on behind the thin blue line. It has happened again, this time in Miami. The report from MiamiNewTimes.com, Miami-Dade police officer Frank Adams calls it the Rodney King beatdown. When the burly, soft-spoken, 15-year department veteran watched four fellow cops kick, choke, and punch an unarmed subject 8 years ago, he says it was every bit as vicious as the infamous Los Angeles incident. The only difference, there wasn't a video camera around to catch it.
Sure.
Adams says, I thought he was dead. Of 42-year-old Henry Lee Gaines, who was arrested.
Can you imagine what kind of beating a man has to be administered for somebody to believe that he's dead?
Sounds pretty bad.
Right. Like that's not your average get on the ground, hey, you haven't gotten on the ground as quickly as you'd like, you know, give him a good punch to the back of the head or jerk him around a little bit or whatever. This is a full-fledged kicking in the ribs, you know, punching in the back of the head kind of beating. This is where a guy has put his hands over the back of his head. He's hunched up in the fetal position. He's trying to keep as many of his bruised and battered organs from rupturing as possible at this point.
So Henry Lee Gaines was arrested around 4 a.m. September 22, 2002 in front of his tiny banana-colored Brownsville home. And Adam says, I saw him go into convulsions and thought, oh my God, they killed this guy. But what really floored Adams is the way Officer Gregorio Perez, who wrote the report, spun the incident. 5'9" Gaines was described as an incredibly powerful aggressor. He had allegedly lifted one officer onto his shoulder, climbed a set of stairs, and hurled the cop to the ground. This guy is Superman, apparently.
Wow.
He had supposedly even grabbed Officer Adams by the shirt and repeatedly punched him, knocking him to the ground and injuring his head. It's a lie, says Adams. He claims Gaines never resisted. The hand injury had occurred while another cop knocked Adams over while trying to kick Gaines. No criminal charges have been filed, but the claim was validated last month by the department's Professional Compliance Bureau. Adams is an exemplary cop, if his personnel record is any indication. He's been decorated with 12 commendations for good police work, and his daughter is also a Miami-Dade officer. But he says the state's largest police department has become a menace, regularly abusing and humiliating the people it's sworn to protect, and then lying about it. He's risking his career by speaking with the New Times to expose its failings. I would say this man is risking more than his career.
Life, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He says, they're supposed to be my brothers in blue.
Wait a second. I'd like to pop in the story. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I would say the cops are, you know, a pretty docile force, the claim was made to me by one of the city councilors that he voted the wrong way on some police thing, and they pulled him over. You know, it's been a couple of years since they made the claim. But many times in like a six-month period, just to kind of show him, hey, look what you're doing. Now, try to imagine for a second when you're talking about a much larger force where, you know, accountability isn't as high and where, you know, kicking a subject to sleep just isn't, it's kind of looked past by the brass.
Yeah, we're going to tell you more about Officer Frank Adams and what he has to say about the people that he works with here in a little bit. The story again from MiamiNewTimes.com. Your thoughts are welcome at 1-800-259-9231. Now and then, you'll get one of these guys who has the willingness and the courage, because that's really what something like this takes, the courage to come out and speak out against what happens, as he says, regularly when it comes to the Miami Police Department. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't believe it when people claim that 99% of cops are, you know, good guys because they're doing the wrong thing.
In 2010, we were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get on on the various different lists we have. You can receive emailed updates, probably the best way to get information from us. Also, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, one of those three, all of those three, you can have it all, and it's all free. Over at news.freetalklive.com, get the updates delivered to you in the way you think is best at news.freetalklive.com. Oh, hey, Mark, what you got there?
Are you tired about reading about the loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. Order a copy today from Amazon, or for a free PDF of part one, write progressanovel@gmail.com. Experience a libertarian revolution. It's progressanovel@gmail.com. I read this this book. It's been a couple few weeks now, and I think it's so important. I set it aside so that I could read it again. It's that succinct, and it's that motivating. It's progressanovel@gmail.com.
All right, so we're sharing with you a what, if you're new to the show, may be an eye-opening, shocking story from the Miami New Times. If you're an old hat when it comes to Free Talk Live, well, you've heard something like this before, because every time we talk to a cop, and it's usually a former cop, somebody like Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted, or Bradley Jardis, formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or just some random former law enforcement officer that might happen to call in to comment, what we're told over and over again is that the corruption rises through the ranks. We're told that most of the cops out there, a lot of the cops out there, not necessarily any particular percentage of them, but a lot of them are doing bad things. They're corrupt. They're hurting people. They're getting away with it because the so-called good cops won't do anything to stop them.
Or if they speak out or try and do something to curb the bad behavior, then they get sort of targeted. They get put on the night shift.
They
get fired. They
demoted.
Yeah,
sure.
Whatever they can do to sort of persuade them to cut it out.
Because the corruption rises through the ranks,
right,
as we've been told many a times. And so if you're a beat cop and you see of your fellow officers doing horrible things to people, abusing their so-called authority, and you come out about it, well, then their buddies who are protecting them at the upper levels, the guys that are less than likely to be caught doing anything because they're administrative types, will come in and, as you're saying, demote them or punish them in some way. Or worse, perhaps they're under threat of violence against their family members. And so this guy, Frank Adams in Miami, is really taking a serious risk, coming out publicly. They're not hiding him behind a shadow here, a silhouette. They've got his name and his details are out there, and he is basically saying that the cops in the Miami, at least in his squad down there in Miami-Dade, the largest squad in the entire state, he's saying that they are regularly abusing and humiliating the very people that it's sworn to protect, that they have become a menace. He says they're supposed to be my brothers in blue, as he struggles to keep his voice audible as his eyes become soggy. But they're not my brothers, not when they're treating people like this. Miami-Dade police spokesbureaucrat Treance LaSant declined to answer a lengthy list of questions detailing Adams' claims about the alleged beatdown and other incidents. She said the department will be able to make a comment only upon receipt of information from the PCB, which is the Professional Compliance Bureau. As of press time, that had not happened.
Notice how the police have the expectation that you'll answer their questions, and sometimes will be rather rough and awful with you if you try to exercise your rights, that you'll answer the questions that they give you. However, when the public gives questions to the police, they immediately lawyer up. If you lawyer up with the cops, you risk certainly a great deal of your time being wasted. That's, first and foremost. They'll threaten to throw your car, and just make your life miserable. Look, just tell us what we want to know and we'll let you go. That's the first thing. And, things have happened with people asking for their attorneys. People have been hurt. People have been killed asking for attorneys.
The son of a maid and mechanic, Adams grew up in South Miami's Brooker Apartments housing project. He was poor, but never hungry, he says, and his folks were devout Baptists. He said, my parents always hammered into me the same Bible verse, treat others the way you want to be treated. He graduated, unfortunately, when it comes to a sadist, that doesn't help very much.
Yeah, the sadists are kind of rare.
Yeah, well, not on the police force, because policing is a position of power, and so it
sadists
attracts
want to be
sadists
treated in a certain fashion. It's actually masochists that you would be talking about in this. Sadists want to be treated well. So if a sadist would go ahead and treat people the way they want to be treated,
I see what you're
you'd
saying.
Be just fine.
All right, good point. Anyway, he graduated from South Dade Senior High and in 1979 joined the police force. A year later, he quit on the advice of his minister, who convinced him the job was too dangerous. He told me on that told me that on a Sunday, and I put in my notice on Monday. But after 16 years as a teacher's assistant, railway worker, and security guard, he was rehired in 1996. His longtime partner, Officer Nathaniel Kuntz, says that Adams helps people who can't help themselves. He's a fair person. He's not going to make nothing up, and he's not going to tell no lies. Adds Adams, I always thought of the job as protecting and serving. You can stop crime by staying visible and knowing the citizenry. But he thought some things about the department policy were problematic, particularly unwritten arrest quotas, which led to bad callers and illegal searches.
Uh-oh.
He even sued the county, claiming stats-based officer evaluations were unfair. That suit is still slogging through the court docket. And in 2002, so here you have, not only is this guy saying they're abusing people, but they're also, they have a quota.
Right.
And it's
so you
it's
have
unwritten.
A situation where police have qualified immunity. They cannot be sued as long as they're, you know, not doing something completely egregious in their line of duty. So they can collar people and, you know, arrest people. And they've got this quota system, so they're incentivized to arrest. It's silly. There's no
and total protection from any kind of
right. There's no responsibility for their actions on a personal level, and there is an incentive to arrest. That is crazy talk.
It all started in 2002. His whistleblowing, that is, it began with the Gaines incident that we told you about earlier, where the officer that was involved just wrote up this report was full of lies. Adams had responded to a call for backup, he says, to find Officer Luis Prats Martinez on top of Gaines, choking him with his right arm. Gaines, a chef at a racetrack, was lying on his stomach, gasping for air, Adams wrote in a four-page complaint. Prats Martinez was continuously punching the man in the head. At Adams' urging, they cuffed Gaines. Then another cop, Luis Torres, arrived on the scene, burst from his cruiser, and ran up and kicked Mr. Gaines in the face.
Oh, my God.
This is after he'd been cuffed. Adams wrote, the kick sent Adams knuckles first into the gravel. A fourth officer, Jorge Arana, started stomping and kicking the chef in the legs and side. Adams says he leaped onto Gaines to protect him from the kicks. Gaines tells the New Times that the first cop attacked him without warning as he walked from his car. Gaines is the man who's being victimized. Attacked him without warning as he walked from his car to his front door after working the night shift. Then Adams tried to save him. He said, they were choking me and dragging me through the mud. All I saw was a big black man fall on me and cuddle me like a baby. Eventually, the cop stopped beating Gaines when he began shaking uncontrollably. Officer Perez's report describes a rampaging Gaines attacking Prats Martinez and Adams. It claims Gaines was stopped for having a wrong tag on his car and never once even mentions Officer Torres. Gaines, a recovering addict who also has cocaine possession on his record, pleaded guilty to felony battery on a police officer. How much do you want to bet they gave him a deal on this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Received probation and was ordered to pay court costs. He explains that move simply. Who's a jury going to believe? Me? Or a bunch of police officers. There's more coming up about this man's story here in a moment, a cop that has come out to tell the truth. It's Free Talk Live.
You got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how great. Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you might want to. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We've got live streams. We've got a broadband and dial-up version, plus our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details. Get listening over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Sharing with you what I think is a really important story, because it's coming from the mouth of one of the Thin Blue Line. One of the Thin Blue Line who has broken ranks, who has broken the code of silence that normally surrounds the brotherhood of the police departments around this country. These people, as this man is saying, Officer Frank Adams, a 15-year department veteran from Miami-Dade Police Force, as he is revealing, the police in his town are regularly abusing and humiliating the very people it's sworn to protect. He reveals that they have an unspoken quota system that is resulting in the cops going out and basically coming up with reasons to arrest people just so they can look good to their superiors and get a chance at a promotion or something like that. So he's revealing all, and he's talking about the first time when he decided to finally spill the beans about what was really happening out there. It was an incident involving a chef at a local racetrack who was coming home from a day at work, and he claims he was just run up on by the cops and attacked. By the time Adams arrived on the scene, the man was being savagely beaten, and even while in handcuffs was being kicked and punched and all manner of attack. And so Adams interfered physically by coming in on top of the man just to kind of protect him from the attacks of these other officers. And
you notice, interestingly, the Adams didn't pull out his taser or his billy club and whack one of these guys in the head. You know, like these cops
they might have killed him.
Indeed, they might very well have done such a thing. But you know, it's interesting that what he chose to do was rather than using force on someone, he decided to protect them. Because would he have done the same thing if this was an individual who attacked somebody? He would have likely gone after the individual that did the attacking in order to prevent the attack from going on further. Mm-hmm. In this case, he decides to fall on the man in order to protect
him. I think it was the right decision. It was heroic of him to make that choice.
I'm not saying that's not true.
He's up against a pack of wild dogs.
I'm not saying that. I'm just looking at the interesting psychology of it.
Gaines tells the New Times that the first cop attacked him without warning as he walked from his car. This is the victim, is Mr. Gaines. As he walked from his front door after working the night shift, then Adams tried to save him. Eventually, the cop stopped beating on Gaines when he began shaking uncontrollably. Perez's report describes a rampaging Gaines attacking the other officers. Gaines, recovering addict, pleaded guilty and said, basically, who's a jury going to believe, me or a bunch of cops? From that point forward, Adams began looking differently at the department in which he worked. In 2004, he discovered Polaroids, apparently confidential photos from a sexual assault case pinned to a police station bulletin board.
Oh, my.
They were of a tear-streaked, grimacing woman holding her shirt up to show her stomach and lower back. Each photo was scrawled with a love note to Chike, one officer's nickname. Chike, you know you want me. I want you now. Call me.
It's really tacky to use these
confidential photos from a sexual assault case, turning this woman's personal tragedy, perhaps a beating by a boyfriend or something like that. I'm speculating there, but turning this woman's personal tragedy into a department joke.
Now, back before digital cameras eliminated photo processing, didn't the Walgreens and the drugstore employees get in trouble for making photo albums exactly like that? And I think they did jail time for
it. I never heard about that, but it sounds believable.
They would
callousness towards people's predicaments.
They were taking sexually explicit pictures and creating a photo album, and then eventually it leaked out online, and it got back to the people, and they were charged with crimes, but yet the police do it, and, nothing's going to happen to him.
That same year, Adams was offended to find officers drawing mustaches and eye patches on desk-taped photos of a homicide victim. He says these are the people we're supposed to be protecting. Instead, we're humiliating them. Also, in 2004, Adams claims to have witnessed a fellow cop, Paul D'Angelo, improperly arrest 47-year-old Gregory McKinney. He was standing in front of his Liberty City home fixing a bicycle tire when Angelo, apparently searching for a machete-wielding robbery suspect, drove up. The cop
claimed, I can see how you could confuse a machete with a bicycle.
The cop claimed he had observed a cylindrical bulge in McKinney's pocket during a field interview for his safety and had conducted a pat-down which revealed a sharp razor blade within a metal sheath. Adams witnessed the arrest and immediately...
an industrial cutting knife?
A box cutter,
a guy who's working on his bike. Maybe he wants to cut the tire off. There's a variety of things. He could be cutting vinyl for the new seat to length or something like that. I carry a knife with me all the time.
So the cop, Adams, witnessed this arrest and immediately recognized the problem, and that is that box cutters aren't illegal. The concealed weapon charge was dismissed, but not until McKinney, a roofer with prior arrest for cocaine possession,
roofer,
spent a week in jail. This is a tool of the trade for doing roofing, right? So Adams persuaded McKinney to file a complaint. Then, this is McKinney's, the roofer, then he began investigating what he termed a false arrest, interviewing several witnesses on his own. He then presented his findings to supervisors. Guess what?
They didn't do a damn thing.
Police authorities weren't convinced. On August 12th, 2009, they dismissed the complaint against Angelo, who has since become a sergeant, and suspended Adams for 5 days for improperly investigating another officer. So this cop, the good cop, did something that most good, so-called good cops won't do. He investigated and conducted his own investigation against one of his own. He came up with the evidence that this guy made an improper arrest. It was wrong for this guy to arrest this roofer for having a box cutter in his pants. He presents the evidence to the superiors at the department, and they kick it back in his face and then suspend him.
What a surprise.
And that's pretty light compared to what they could do.
Right. Well, and you know, well, the suspension is this is it. He's not going any higher as far as promotions go. And
the other cop got promoted, though.
Right.
Sweet deal.
And this is exactly what the other cops don't want to do. They see that they see what's going to happen to them. They know what's going to happen to them if they, in fact, investigate their brethren who have stepped out of line. There's all kinds of incentives for you know, looking out for yourself while you're on duty, and very few incentives for actually looking out for the people you're supposed to be looking out for.
But there has been some good news for Adams, and it's pretty scant here, but I'll share it with you. In June, police authorities sustained Gaines' complaint that the cops had abused him. Though it's unclear whether any of the officers involved will receive discipline, the decision could provide ammunition for a civil case or even potentially criminal charges. So, nothing firm about having any kind of consequences for the officers there, although maybe a step. Maybe a baby step in that direction. Adams, who was out for several months with stress-related health problems, will be back on duty when this story is punished. He knows he might be a target for revenge. He says, I expect to be ostracized, but it doesn't matter.
You mean when
it's
this,
what I believe in.
When the story is published?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I think you said punished.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah, published. He might be punished for what he has
I can tell you,
said.
I bet when he walks in that locker room, you will be able to hear a pin drop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing. It's not going to be anything nice. You think they're hassling this one guy with these pictures of the beating victim and saying, hey, I'm your girlfriend or whatever. Can you imagine what they're going to be treating this guy like? Who's actually, you know, who's actually turned in, you know, cops that are stepping out of line?
Hmm. The man is incredibly courageous.
Yep.
Frank Adams, good luck to you out there in Miami-Dade. As he puts out, as he puts it, you know, one of the most dangerous police departments. I mean, they're regularly abusing people. Is what he has to say about his coworkers.
And it's these guys who created the Carlos Miller blog as well, right?
This is true. Yes, Carlos Miller, CarlosMiller.com, the photographer who was also attacked by Miami police. I believe it was the same squad.
Yeah. Yep.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And they're not different. Please, don't tell yourself that your local police department is that much different. Maybe they're not as corrupt as Miami-Dade.
The incentives are the same.
Same system.
Yeah. More coming up here. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully we'll hear good news about Frank Adams, the officer, in the future. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the stuff you're looking for in dozens of categories, used items, free super saver shipping. It's Amazon. You're just starting through our link, and so we get a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ian, today you and I were on the John Dennis Radio Bomb Show or something like that they were calling it.
Yeah, the Money Bomb Show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got to interviewed by Charles Goyette, and we got to talk about a great candidate, John Dennis, who's running for Congress. He is running against Nancy Pelosi out in San Francisco. Likely you will not be able to vote in that race because only a few select Americans actually do get to vote in that race. But you can do something more important than voting. You can give money to this candidate. He actually has a chance. Even the Democrats don't like Pelosi out in
San
Francisco.
She's a warmonger.
She is. And she tells lies, and she's the kind of person who says that you've got to pass the bill in order to know what's in it. Nobody likes that. And they just need to be educated that there's another choice. And John has great cred. He's endorsed by the folks over at antiwar.com. He's a wonderful candidate. And I would recommend that you do as I have and donate to his campaign. He is doing the money bomb thing today. Would like to reach $100,000. And they are currently sitting at $20,000. So I believe that the money bomb ends tomorrow at, you know, Hawaii time, midnight or something like that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and donate so that you can run his numbers up. It's johndennis2010.com.
So I said we've got some good news, and I spotted this also over at the front page of freetalklive.com. Thanks to our listeners for submitting it. And, you know, I like talking about civil disobedience, especially when it comes to marijuana. I do like a little bit of good cannabis, maybe a lot. But tokeofthetown.com reporting here, with much of the nation in the throes of a bloody drug war against violent cartels, more than 200 people gathered Sunday in a Mexico City park to smoke marijuana and demand its legalization. The activists braved pouring rain to rally on the popular tourist drag of the Alameda to have a smoke-in, protesting marijuana's illegal status in Mexico, according to the AFP. Mexico is among a handful of Latin American countries that allow for possession of small personal use amounts of marijuana and other drugs. The limit for marijuana is 5 grams, between an eighth and a quarter ounce. Amounts greater than that can still get you jailed and or fined. So certainly it's a place where there's...
A quarter ounce?
Not quite a quarter ounce. Yeah. Not quite. 5 grams. So amounts greater than that still could end up with you going to jail. Many smoke-in participants smoked out of pipes decorated with skulls, said to allude to traditional pre-European cultures, as music played and a legalization petition was circulated. Support for legalizing marijuana in Mexico has grown, especially among left-wing parties, as a way to curb gang-related violence that has resulted in about 28,000 deaths in the past 4 years. Vicente Fox, who led the conservative party of current President Felipe Calderon when Fox was president of Mexico from 2000 to 2006, has repeatedly voiced his support for pot legalization. In fact, we read one of his essays about it, I think, a little while back. Or we at least talked about him coming out.
I always get confused. Is it the current guy or the former guy that's for drug legalization?
The last president. The former president. Okay, the current guy is not.
And he's the conservative?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So you've got over 200 people gathering in a park in Mexico City doing their own 420 celebration, demanding a legalization, full-on legalization of marijuana. And it's important to do this because and good on these people. I mean, yeah, they're not at a huge risk of arrest if all they're smoking is a joint or something like that, because as they say here in Mexico, it's decriminalized up to 5 grams. But good on them for continuing to push for legalization, because a lot of pot smokers, you might want to stereotype them and say they're lazy, for instance. Now, I don't believe that to be true. I think it's just a convenient stereotype to make pot smokers look bad. I think you'll find that the truth about cannabis users is that they span the economic spectrum. You will find lazy, loser cannabis smokers, absolutely. You will also find incredibly productive, incredibly successful cannabis smokers. It spans the spectrum. So, and the same thing with alcohol. There are people that use alcohol irresponsibly and ruin their lives, and there are people that drink on a regular basis, but responsibly.
Yeah, people would love you to believe that, many people would love you to believe that smoking marijuana will somehow result in you living in your parents' basement for the rest of your life. And, yeah. You know, I've seen people of all levels of income smoking marijuana. It's, you know, smoking marijuana is, it seems nearly as ubiquitous, at least in certain demographic segments, that I mean age groups, mm-hmm. As drinking alcohol. And no one would suggest that drinking alcohol is going to have you sleeping in your parents' basement for the rest of your life.
No, certainly.
You know,
certainly
you know, alcohol, and to some extent, I would consider alcohol to be a worse drug than marijuana.
So as I was saying, good on these folks for coming out and keeping this ball rolling, the legalization ball rolling, because they get it, right? It's not enough to just let people smoke pot. That's good. It's a step in the right direction. You've got states like Massachusetts and other states around this country that have gone in the decriminalized direction. That's good. But if you really want to end the violence, if you want to end the crime that is associated with the prohibition, you have to end prohibition. You have to go all the way. And ending marijuana prohibition is still just a step in the right direction. But you got to go all the way. If you really want to end the violence, the 28,000 people that are killed down in Mexico and the people that are killed across the border in the United States and the people that are harmed regularly in drug deals gone bad and ripped off by dealers pushing questionable product, all of that stuff will end as soon as these drugs, marijuana, MDMA, LSD, you name it. If it's prohibited, the prohibition needs to end. It's the only humane thing to do.
You know, I always get I get confused on this particular issue. Which is more important, drug legalization or drug decriminalization or marijuana decriminalization and legalization? Because it seems to me that the drug war is largely propped up by marijuana. They are able
True.
To get a tremendous, I can't remember what the numbers are, but it's like three quarters of the drug arrests in America are marijuana arrests, and most of those are possession.
That's about half of the drug arrests, so it's about 800,000 people arrested every year in the United States.
For marijuana?
For, just for marijuana, and about 80% of those are just possession.
Okay, so largely possession finances the war on drugs. These police departments would put a much larger burden on their tax base if they weren't able to go out and get $420 from everybody who happened to have a joint on them or whatever it is that they do. They just cycle them through the system. And that's a lot of people. If they could, if you were able to take that out, maybe the drug war would, you know, just crash from its own weight. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe
I don't know.
The tax burden.
You still got another 800,000 people that are getting, or about thereabouts, that are getting arrested for all of the other drugs combined, and that's still a lot of money that'll be funneled into the police departments. You have to remember, it's not just fines that police end up getting; they also get millions of dollars from the federal government and other places in order to perpetrate this war on drugs.
Yeah, the last time I was in jail, they had people going off to some alcohol camp, forced camp thing, reeducation deal that the court sentenced them to, and several of those people were folks who just wanted an escape. For whatever reason, they like to alter their conscience. I mean, we talked about this I think last week, or you guys did. Now, there are animals in nature who will eat fermented fruit and you know go off and steal Cokes or whatever. They want to alter their conscience, and these guys would say to me, we'd get into this conversation, and they would say, look, if I could just smoke weed every night, then I'd be fine. I would never drink again. But here they are, convicted of four or five DWIs where they actually have the potential to harm somebody because of this prohibition. So I think we would see even fewer, you know, car accidents and drunk drivers on the road and so forth, because, you know, they'd have an alternative that's safer.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Andy, listening in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey, Sam.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, last night you said that you don't really dig on any of the current politicians except for John Dennis, of course, in California. And there was some talk of the Ron Paul revolution being dead. But I wanted to tell you guys about Justin Amash, who is running for the 3rd District in West Michigan in the Grand Rapids area. And he's endorsed by Dr. Paul. And he's he's been on Reason, sent some articles about him because he posts all his votes online on Facebook.
Oh, he posts all his votes?
Yeah, he does the agenda at the beginning when he goes in.
Is this guy an incumbent?
He has been in the Michigan legislature for 2 years.
So I guess, well, tell me what makes him special here in a moment, besides the fact that he's been endorsed by Ron Paul. Hang on. Hour 2's coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.